If you're working the sort of job where you're stuck in an office, perhaps at a desk in front of a computer all day, how great would it be if you could switch up your location, perhaps from home, even just on the odd day or couple of days a week? Could you do it? What would be the challenges and what would be the benefits? Now, joining me on Tech Daily is Dr. Susie Green, psychologist and spokesman for Officeworks, who have conducted some research on working environments. Thanks for joining me on Tech Daily, Doctor.
Hi, Andy. Not a problem.
Tell us about this Officeworks survey. How do Australians really feel about getting away from their usual workspace?
Yeah, I think it confirmed what a lot of us already know or are hearing about. So the Officeworks survey of 1,000 people found that 34% of people would love to work away from their usual workplace at least once a week, but only 49% are actually offered this opportunity.
Are those statistics kind of equal between men and women, or is it lean one way?
Yes, slightly towards men. So 59% of men reporting that they're more likely to work outside of their workplace than women, which was 41%. And also in terms of age, 30 to 39-year-olds more likely to have the freedom, 59%, but the 50 to 59-year-olds, only 42%.
I guess the obvious place to work, to be away from the workplace, might be a home office.
Yeah.
But what else are we also talking about? Like having meetings at a cafe, just getting out more?
Definitely. I think these days when you go to cafes, I know certainly within, you know, urban environments that it's not uncommon to see laptops opened or, you know, hearing people coming together for meetings. But we're also seeing, I guess, these sort of neighbourhood work centres, if you like, or workspaces popping up again in, I guess, suburban regions. And we're also seeing walking meetings, so a lot more people actually getting out of the office. And given that we know we have a chronic, you know, low levels of vitamin D in our community, it's quite a good thing for people to get out of the office, and obviously technology is going to help there.
As a psychologist, what sort of effect does it have on individuals to have this ability to step out of their normal work environment?
Yeah, look, it has a huge effect on well-being. The Officeworks survey found that 44% of people was reporting less stress, 42% were saying higher levels of productivity, and 40% reporting feeling happier. But when I did an independent review of the scientific literature, there's significant amounts of research to show the impact on well-being, reduction in stress, greater levels of comfort people are reporting, and greater levels of productivity.
So this does go just beyond the survey. There has actually been some pretty comprehensive research around this.
Yes, I did an actual independent review, a scientific review of the literature, and it's quite compelling, actually.
Okay, what about employers? What's in it for them? Should they be worried about productivity, or is this going to work better for them?
No, it actually does work better for them. And in fact, I guess, yeah, the concern is that it might mean that people are less productive, or they're not actually working when they're not working. But I think what we're seeing is, the Officeworks survey found that small business owners were actually concerned that productivity would drop if they didn't offer the option to work flexibly. So I think we've got a bit of myth-busting to do about that. And these days, people are generally appreciative to have the opportunity. And so they're more focused. They want to get their work done. So, in order to enable stronger boundaries too between work and life.
Now, you talk about busting some myths there. What are some of the barriers that then need to be worked through to ensure that flexible work environments are good for everyone?
Yeah, I think the Officeworks survey found that one of the key barriers was the need to meet with clients. But again, you know, with Skype and technology and moving into the future with virtual reality, that's not really going to be an issue. And I guess as long as the client is open to doing that, and often people, you know, generally are happy to get outside, as I said, a walking meeting or in a cafe as well. And similarly, the survey found engaging with colleagues. So if you needed to meet, but I think, you know, huge opportunity to challenge again these myths about what it means. You know, we can be just as effective via virtual means, particularly, you know, with our telepresence or video conferencing.
Okay, so let's say you're one of these people who maybe is stuck in an office or at a desk, sitting in front of a computer most of the day. What is the best way to start the conversation with your employer around having some flexibility with your work environment?
Yeah, I guess I'd firstly ask, and I guess it's dependent on whether it's a large or small organisation, but there are more and more larger organisations that have policies around flexible work practices. I've just been working in one this week. It's a fairly conservative massive organisation that they would could never imagine this being on offer. And there was a survey conducted and people wanted it, and they've now put it on offer. It's been taken up quite quickly. So I think firstly, determine, is there a policy already in place? If there's not, perhaps, you know, whether you do your own little bit of data collection from, you know, whether it's your team or the broader organisation, go to your HR people or your leader, you know, letting them know that there is certainly an intrinsic desire, you know, from within to have it. And I'd also, you know, take your rationale, take your business case with you. And if any of your listeners are interested, we'd be very happy to provide a snapshot of the research too. So very welcome to take, you know, email or contact around that.
Great. Some valuable information there. Thanks very much, Dr. Susie. I'd suggest maybe a good New Year's resolution for 2017 for some people to look at. Thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Not a problem, Andy. Thank you so much.